but there was a strong possibility.
The legends say that it comes from the pre-dark times and is left over from the evils that were perpetrated by the white men of the secret orders. Some of these white men and those who held dominion over them are still in control, but they are small in number, and our righteousness shall overcome them. They are in the great pit to the north, and the gateway to them is in the shape of a pentacle. It was the greatest of all old symbols of power, and it is the symbol that they still carry with them.
Do you know how you must get there?
Gloria looked at him. Her piercing blue eyes seemed to cut through him like polished diamonds.
We must follow the markers. The old ones left a trail of secret sites that we cannot enter until we reach the final gateway. And yet these sites tell us all we need to know. They give us the direction we need to follow.
Ryan tried to contain his excitement and took a long, steady look at his friends to see if they had drawn the same conclusions. He could see that they had. The secret sites that Gloria had spoken of had to be the redoubts. And although the Gate tribe never actually used the Mat Trans units, they somehow had some way of knowing the manner in which the network linked all the redoubts, and they'd been following these lines for generations in search of the last refuge of the pre-dark authorities. Ryan had read in some old scraps of books about white coat theories on how birds were able to migrate from continent to continent in the days when there still were recognizable continents. These theories suggested that there were lines of energy, the magnetic fields, they called them, that crisscrossed the Earth, and the birds followed them, using them as guides. What if there were some beauty trait in this Gate tribe, or at least in the line of queens, that allowed them to see the lines of energy that linked the Mat-Trans devices and the redoubts? Knowing from their own bitter experience how screwed up these lines of communication were, it came as no surprise to Ryan that it had taken them several generations to come this far north.
Thank you, my dear. You have told me much. Although you may not realize it.
Doc didn't look to his companions, for he knew that they'd all drawn the same conclusions as he. Gloria looked askance at the old man.
I get the impression that maybe you people now know more than I do. I'll make you an offer. It seems to me that we're both searching for something, and that maybe that something is the same thing. So maybe it'd be good for us to join together, at least for a while.
And if we don't agree?
Well, you don't seem to mean us harm. And what if you do? We outnumber you, and you're mostly men. By the way, you sisters shouldn't let the one-eyed man here lead you. Women are much better suited to go in the front, and so it has always been. If you come with us, then that's more or less the way it'll be. Though I will, out of deference, let the men travel with us, instead of manning the supplies, as is their proper place.
Well, that's mighty generous.
You seem to have earned it, Four Eyes. And now for you, Medicine Woman. Before we travel on and leave these scum to return to the earth and slime that birthed them, do you still want to examine them?
I certainly do.
Mildred took a few paces to a fallen sticky and dropped to her knees to examine the corpse. She'd chosen one that still had its head intact and was examining the skull minutely.
May I assist my colleague?
Have at it, old man.
Thank you so very much.
Guess what I'm looking for, Doc?
I suspect that you are in search of some sign of surgery around the area of the brain pan.
Got it in one, old man. It'd be a cold day in hell before a sticky ever learned how to fight tactically and arrange an ambush, unless it was some kind of super sticky with enhanced brain power.
And somehow I do not think Darwin's theories ever held much with the notion of such a rapid development, even taking mutations into account. If anything, I would expect it to go in reverse in such a case as this.
Exactly.
Mildred's hand stretched the repulsive and elastic skin, searching for outward signs, and also probing the area beneath the skin for signs of surgery, such as sudden ridges of bone.
Oh, holy shit.
Pulling the skin tighter and turning the heavy head in her hands to better examine the area in question, she found a small, puckered scar.
I believe that answers that question.
Sophisticated technique, too. This is keyhole surgery, probably even laser. Whoever did this had access to some pretty damn good equipment. And what's more, equipment that was in good working order.
I suggest we examine a few more of the corpses, if we can find any with heads undamaged enough.
Check as many as possible.
Both Mildred and Doc rose to their feet, and disregarding the puzzled or interested stares of those around them, examined as many of the chilled stickies as they could find, with enough skull intact to warrant investigation. When they were done, they conferred briefly before Mildred addressed Gloria and Ryan.
Just as I suspected. These are no ordinary stickies. All those who still have enough skull left to examine have shown signs of surgery. I suspect that their brains have been tampered with in some way. Perhaps a smart drug slowly released into the cerebellum, perhaps some kind of laser modification or direct genetic engineering. They were talking about that kind of activity before Skydark, so maybe whoever is left...
Ryan understood immediately. Anyone capable of doing this had to have some damned good tech, and in the best repair. That suggested a stockpile or redoubt that was near and in working order. Gloria, not having the companion's experience to draw from, was a little slower on the uptake.
You mean the old ones of legend may have done this, and that we may finally be nearing them?
I wouldn't say that exactly, but it is highly possible that a fully equipped surgery is relatively near, which would suggest a redoubt or installation of some kind. You know, a secret site, as you call it. Perhaps even the one we're all searching for.
Gloria's eyes lit up.
Could it be that finally, after all this time, we're within sight of our goal?
Don't get too excited yet. It could just be another marker along the way.
When such wonders are being performed as to make Sticky smart? No, this is the place. We're finally near.
So need be triple red.
All through the exchanges, Jack had been staring at Gloria, trying to reconcile reality with his Matran's dream. If it was a doomy precognition, then he needed to get clear in his own head exactly what it all meant. But seeing the beautiful woman of his dream standing before him as flesh was perplexing. He'd been frozen until one thought had stabbed through into his brain, one thought that saw his instincts for danger show through even the deepest confusion. All turned to look at him.
Why would that be, honey?
Jack looked directly at her. There was no recognition in her eyes, but something else. A light that he couldn't define.
Remember, white coatings from past. Always like watch experiments. How they know where Stickies go out here? Also remember hunting herds. Stock for long time before go for kill. Maybe...
By the three Kennedys! How could I have been so stupid as to not see it? The lad is, of course, right.
Right about what, Doc?
My dear Ryan, let me take you back to the early days of my youth, when I attempted to study the migratory and hunting patterns of small mammals near my home in the beautiful hamlet of South Stratford, in what we used to call Vermont, in those halcyon days...
Skip the travelogue, Doc.
Yes, yes, of course, Mildred. I apologize for my distress. It is just that I feel like a fool for not seeing it before. I used to tag animals of different species and then follow them to see where they went. I could always spot them by the tag.
I don't get it, Doc. What's this got to do with the damn Stickies?
Simply this, young Corder. These mutants have been altered and then released. Why, if not to track them and see what they do?
Fire blast. In which case, they'll be marked in some way. And whoever performed the surgery will be out for them soon enough.
The Warrior Queen had been listening intently to them, all the while keeping an eye on the albino. Although some of their speech had passed her by, she grasped the gist of it.
If we're under threat here, then we move now and get back to camp. That's far enough away to give us time and shelter, and we have numbers there.
That's good, but it doesn't account for what you want to do with us. We coming with you or making our own way?
I thought that was settled, Sugar. You come with us and we look together. I'm not leaving you behind now.
Both Christy and Mildred noticed that the woman's eyes strayed to Jack when she spoke the latter sentence.
Then we can relax and get the hell out?
What are you waiting for, sweets?
At the chant, the warrior women of the gate quickly holstered their blasters and the small leather pouches they kept in the small of their backs. Jack looked across at Ryan, who was puzzled by the expression on the teen's face. There was something there that Ryan couldn't recall ever having seen in Jack Lauren, and all the time he'd known and fought with him. Jack recognized the question in Ryan's steely blue eye.
Why go with him?
Makes sense.
Bet on own. Something go wrong when people strange.
Maybe, but maybe not this time. This could help both of us, and this is land where we may need help.
Bet on own.
I know there's been something, Jack. Something you haven't been able to talk about. But this is necessary for all of us. We go with them, and that's final.
We're not that frightening, sweetie, and we've got this far in one piece.
Mildred was once more aware of the way Gloria regarded Jack. With Gloria's finger-snapping signal, the group that had been covering the companions dispersed into the veldt and the surrounding bush, while Gloria raised a hand to stay Ryan and his people when they made to move. She waited, with her hand raised and a distant look in her eyes. She sniffed the early evening air.
Hear that?
Of course, babe. Okay, we can move out now. Follow me and stay together.
I think we've got some idea what to do.